speaking of goats, let's talk about vasectomies.
Oh, fuck yeah. Greatest decision I ever made.
Goat.
All right. 23. Let's do it. Welcome to episode 23 of the Nerdcast podcast. Not your regular dialogue. I go by the name of Toner, and I am coming to you live. Not me. Fuck, we're a group. Fuck. Sorry. I'm starting over. I got pissed off.
You're a goddamn professional.
I know. I'm terrible. Wow. God damn it.
But I won't cut it off, so.
I got so many people here. I'm nervous. Welcome to episode 23 of the Nerdcast podcast. Not your regular dialogue. I go by the name of Toner, and I am joined by the rest of the Nerdcast crew coming to you live / pre-recorded from Site B. Let's go around the horn, people. I got Joe Dust.
Ouch.
Okay, we got Big Matt.
Shalom.
Cripple J.
I can't hear anymore.
Sound guy Steve.
What up, y'all?
Music.
Bitch, better have my music. Hungover. Woke up a little hungover. Needed to hear something smooth. Trying to change the fact that I'm sober. That I'm sober. Put on some shit we can smoke to.
Bitch, I won't ask. Sorry. At this point of our show, we'd like to recognize our unofficial beer sponsor.
Man, so I like to drink this beer and grind to that last song we just heard in the club.
Thank you for cutting me off.
I like to grab Lori's breast.
You're welcome.
Wow. As always, at this point of our show, we'd like to recognize our unofficial beer sponsor. So I will turn to our official beer snob, Cripple J, to let us know who we are drinking today.
All right. I hooked the guys up with some Ballast Point Habanero Sculpin.
Yes.
Ouch.
Yummy.
That's all I will say. Ouch.
Hot IPA. 7.0 APV.
It was evil. It was evil.
Sorry, I'm flipping off my phone.
Yeah. There was definitely a lot of pepper taste to this, but it was not anywhere near as bad as Ghostface Killa.
It did not taste like a beer. It tastes like you're drinking habanero sauce. That's what it tasted like to me, at least.
I had a green chili lager from Tommy Knocker Brewery in Colorado, and it was a lot better. Mm. I don't like lagers, and this just had a hint of the pepper taste, which
That's
worked
cool.
a lot better.
Fucking name dropper. That's cool.
I'm just saying, the last time I peed acid, I had to go get penicillin for that.
I drank this beer and ate Steve's chili.
So
tonight's going to be brutal.
It's going to be a rough night.
His asshole's going to be on fire is what we're trying to say, people.
Oh.
More so than normal.
I didn't understand.
No.
Okay,
I didn't hear you complaining last night, Jay.
Oh.
We weren't going to talk
was
about
that
on air.
Was that a gay joke? Yeah, it was.
Okay.
There's no joke.
It's not a joking matter, sir.
I'm just curious about topics. So what are we discussing today?
We're going to talk about System of a Goat.
System of a Goat.
Yes.
System of a Goat. Who here has not seen System of a Goat?
Not this version.
Not in at least 2 minutes.
So do we have it? Wait, where's...
I have it keyed up.
Is your microphone going to pick it up or what?
I can turn it up if I have to.
Okay.
We'll post
the
video.
All right, yeah, check this out.
All right.
Oh, man.
That's pretty good.
Because that kind of bookends with the Taylor Swift goat version.
Oh, yeah,
whatever
yeah.
That was.
The screaming goat. And
there's some good ones out there. I went through and watched about 30 minutes of goat video after that.
Whoever would have thought that eventually in our lifetime we'd go, yeah, I spent a lot of time watching goat videos and not
Do you want me to play? There's a goat simulator now that's a game, you know. What? There's no point to the game. You're just a goat.
Is it different than the sheep simulator?
Do you want me to play the Taylor Swift
Go
one
ahead
or not?
Go ahead and cue that up.
Yeah, real quick, why not?
Yeah, what the hell?
Steve, didn't we we debuted that like at episode 7, I think, or something.
Yeah, that
like
was one of the first.
7 or 8.
Yeah, like 8 or 9. And same fucking reaction.
I think Jen peed herself a little bit on that one.
She pulled a Fergie.
Oh.
Yeah, she Fergie'd.
Did we introduce the ladies?
Oh, fuck.
Jesus Christ, Tony, you fucking
we're here.
Prick.
Sorry, we got special guests.
God damn it.
We have our special guests again. My apologies. We have Matt's wife, Jen.
Hey.
Thank you for contributing.
Hey, improvement on the last episode.
Yeah.
Hey.
Last episode was like, fuck this. we have Steve's girlfriend, Lori.
Hello.
And Lori's friend, Ashley.
Hey, guys.
Hello. Hello.
Merry Christmas to everybody.
Yeah.
I got something to hang the stocking on.
She's going, ew.
Hey. That's cool. There you go. So do I. Sorry. What are we talking about?
Something to hang baby anklets on.
Wait, did you hear that?
Oh.
Jesus.
We just need a drop of that. We're going to have the recorder going, oh. Probably play it after every Joe comment. Jesus. So,
okay.
Yeah, goat videos. That's what I guess we're... I don't know if any other podcast leaves off with goat videos.
Well, we're seasoned veterans.
And I guess we can go from goats to vasectomies. You want to do that?
That is a smooth segue.
That is smooth.
All right.
Yeah, so why are we talking about vasectomies?
Because Jay's going to go get one.
Ooh.
24 hours from now.
Yes.
Because he's going...
Is that why you have ice on your penis?
No, that's normal.
Oh.
Because, he's not drinking today because he's got to go get a little bit of a little operation tomorrow.
Oh.
Anybody, who else here besides me is out of vasectomy?
I have.
Hey, any girls? No.
I don't think that's
that doesn't work that way.
Am I wrong?
What?
They would get their tubes tied. Yeah. A little more invasive from what I've heard.
Oh.
Fucking lot more.
That'd be called a hysterical rectomy or something.
Pretty close, yeah.
No, that's when they gut you like a fish and take all your shit out.
Yeah.
So,
can we?
What the fuck? One step.
They do.
I like how Steve looks around like, what? That's right.
It's what they do. I'm serious.
Like, who the fuck writes your stuff, man? He does.
Yeah. They take out all the reproductive organs and stuff, man.
Look at us. He's so serious, too. He's like, I don't get why you're mad at me.
Tony's like, I don't want to hear anything about vaginas right now.
It's so hard to say goodbye.
Hey, Solomon Estes says nope.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm being consulted by my partner.
Yes.
You bunch of
schmegles. I say no. We're going to hold off on that one.
We're
going
to keep the Christmas spirit on this episode.
We'll get around to Christmas.
I hope you all know how to turn your fucking Christmas lights on.
Oh!
That'll be funny when it airs.
Last trip. I said to fuck off.
I know.
Wow. Sweet. Well done, sir. So, we'll go from vasectomies. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, I had one.
Hold on. Let's go, Jade. Are you scared? Apprehensive,
no,
at least, I guess.
A little apprehensive. I have.
Okay. What's your initial fear of it? And we'll talk about it from there.
Well, after having the ankle surgery, I don't like the fact that I will be awake for this, so...
Okay. Just being the awake part's what
bothered
you? Okay. What bothered you the most, Tony, about when you first thought about going to get yours?
Well, Michael J. Fox was my doctor.
Oh, yeah.
God. No.
Kidding.
No.
Sorry.
Wrong. It's so
wrong. I didn't hear it.
No, I wasn't really, like, freaked out too much at all. I guess they did the whole, I guess it's like a local type of, you know, anesthetic or whatever.
Yeah. I didn't hear whatever just happened, I guess.
He's laughing
around
Lincoln. Oh. He's still laughing about that?
And he inadvertently made the Zorro Z, like, on your balls. Tony actually has two penises now.
he's got a lizard penis now.
Yeah.
Splits at the end.
That would be kind of cool, to be honest.
Not really.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, because here's my issue.
You'd have to sit when you pee every time.
I do that anyway.
Yeah, I try to, too.
Less cleanup. Yeah.
It's just lazy. That's all it is.
Yep.
But my apprehension was the fact that when we first started talking about this was Parker had his vasectomy, and he scared the shit out of me with this because he said every bump on the drive home hurt. And I was like,
he didn't have any good shit. Then,
he was.
He was also listening to Dre.
And I did not look forward to the fact that they take a scalpel. Well, not, I thought that's what they did, but it's obviously not that. I wasn't well informed at that point of what they do.
Well, it's not like fucking hostile. I mean, these guys are. Yeah,
they're I know. And well, it's just not cool getting a needle down there. You know.
Yeah.
Seeing a needle go towards your genitals.
You're already getting a bad look about that, man.
Because, of course, yeah, you bleed for 7 days and don't die. We know, okay? Sorry.
Period.
Thank you. And that's why we're Salmonidesis. Call us 555.
Jesus Christ.
But, yeah.
That's something I expected.
555, Jews.
It fucking works. It's the right number, number of digits, too.
I tell you, my friend Corey at work told me that I look Jewish.
Yeah, do.
He's so the first guy that's ever
embrace
told me
it,
that.
Bitch.
Like, all right, thank you.
But and plus there's the apprehension of knowing, hey, it's the finality of it, which that's more for me because me and Jen have three kids, and it's just you never know. Maybe one day it's like maybe one more because we
see that's why we waited about 5 years
just to make you wanted to make sure that
when we went in for the consultation, the doctor asked, and Aaron, without a beat, we're done. We had five kids.
Well, and here's the thing that's also apprehensive about. They tell you it's 99 point whatever effective. And then Jen goes,
Well, they want you to bring the sample in 2 months to make sure it works.
Yeah, you bring your sample in and it works, but it doesn't mean, right?
Yeah, I never did that.
Oh, you have three.
Three kids.
Oh, okay. I was like.
So it's still not 100% effective, and you always have that inkling that's like, oh, shit, we thought we were done. And if you ever have an accident, you're like, oh, shit. Yeah. You have to worry about that. That's still something to worry about. The pain's not too bad. It's not too bad for like a couple days.
I was a little disturbed too because Aaron asked if she could watch. So,
no,
no, wait,
she's sadistic as well.
She's been watching a lot of House recently, so she's into the whole medical drama. Yeah. So,
Jay, if I get a vasectomy, can I have Aaron watch?
I'll ask her.
Okay.
I would have said,
"Who's that? Your wife?" Yeah. Nope.
Nope.
Just an observer.
She's got her junior mints ready.
Oh, man.
That's gross.
But well, and here's the crazy thing. The guy I went to said that after a couple of his patients had their surgery done, they actually rode their bikes home. And a couple rode their bikes home, and then another guy...
They also left a blood trail.
And then another guy ran home. He's a like triathlete guy. He wanted to prove that he's the toughest guy ever kind of thing, and I'm going to run home after my vasectomy.
And then he went home and cried.
Yeah.
Because another apprehension I had about mine was a guy I worked with had his done, and he played softball, beer league softball, the night of. He got the vasectomy during the day. He went and played softball that night. The morning after, he said his ball was the size of a grapefruit, he said.
Oh.
You deserve it, you dumb fuck.
And I was like,
Jesus.
You were the dumbest person I've ever met in my life.
Wow.
Because, they give you strict instructions.
Yeah.
Minimize
your
movement. Can
we hurry up? I got a beer league softball game.
Minimize your movement, you know.
It's going to be sore. It's going to be a little tender. You're going to get some painkillers. Don't be a dumbass.
Someone hit a softball out. I got a replacement.
Yeah. Play some frozen steak on it.
And
for
I'll tell
a
you what,
days.
The painkiller they gave me, it knocked me the fuck out. You lose all sense of reality at that point. I
still have some from the other surgery, so I'll be using that if I need to.
So
hydrocodone, that's where it's at. Tastes like piss, but it's awesome. It makes you feel like you're on a cloud. I had my tonsils out, and
that's what they gave you. Painkiller.
Yeah.
So I would say you're gonna be uncomfortable for. I think I was only uncomfortable for like 2 or 3 days, to be honest with you. Just make sure the kids stay away from you as much. I had my daughter jump in my lap. It did not feel good.
And that's the thing. I told them I'm going to have surgery, and then they ask what for, and I'm like, you don't need to know.
So it would suck if you were a mall Santa and had to...
That would be the absolute worst scenario you could think of. Yeah.
They get it done December 26th.
Right.
A bag of peas does help, yeah. I think I used a bag of peas, didn't I? I can't remember.
And then he went and warmed them up.
Did you leave the peas in the bag?
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense.
He dumped them out in the bathtub and sat in it.
Like when you're getting your kidney removed in the black market, and just in a tub of ice. I mean, if you watch those movies, which
those are my favorite movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are your favorite.
Is that why there's a blood trail up in the bathroom upstairs?
No, I just took a shit and forgot to wipe.
Oh, okay.
Why?
So
this is pretty much like every podcast. I like all the girls like.
They're very quiet during this. I'm surprised they're quiet.
Can't tell that serious.
They just realized the biggest mistake they made today. Let's go watch this shit.
That bathroom looks a lot different without the big black guy sitting on the toilet.
Oh, that's true.
Because now he's chilling in the bathtub. He made room.
Yeah, go on Twitter. No, is that no?
No, I didn't put that one on Twitter.
Oh, okay. I was about to say that's
that went out good. To the fantasy.
Oh,
league.
You couldn't do that. Oh, yeah, because there's a big dong in that one.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. I showed my dad that photo, and he's like, "Why?"
And you said,
he's
"Why
like,
not?
Why are you guys texting this? Because it's hilarious."
Yeah. So I would say, go in. You're gonna be. You'll be fine. You'll be all right. Don't worry about it.
Worth it.
Yeah.
Should we get any opinions from
the ladies about
this
in regards to?
Any of it.
Any of it? What? Do you think that's the right thing to do?
Do you think Steve should have one now so he doesn't get popular?
Yes. 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 Yes.
Adoption's fine.
So I guess when you have one, you pretty much just ejaculate like natural spring water after that? Is that what it is?
It's like Greek yogurt?
I don't know.
Why did it murder? Was it marshmallow
like
getting murdered?
John Stamos sponsors your semen.
And that's the other part of it. You have to get past the mental block of saying, you know, does it come out like it normally does? And yes, it does.
You've already sold me at having a needle down my dick.
Yeah, no needle down your dick. It doesn't go on your dick. It doesn't go on your dick.
Oh, well.
I don't.
Never mind.
Where does it go again? I got to remember. I try to block it.
I don't think I'd forget
that. All I know is that I was
where
not.
Where exactly did you stick that needle on my dick? Oh, I can't remember.
It doesn't go on your dick.
Oh, yeah. That's true. It goes on.
Did you girls think it went in the dick? Is that what you girls thought?
Oh, God, no.
Well, if anybody's ever seen, of course, I'm going to forget the name, with Ellen Page.
Juno?
No, where she's the little girl.
Hard Candy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She does an at-home vasectomy for the guy.
Yeah, I remember that. Mm. Yeah. It was a twisted movie.
I think they've improved their medical advances.
And and if you girls didn't know, they use a laser.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't
mine was
know.
A laser.
I think mine was a...
It's a laser.
No, it was a laser, yeah.
You don't become a eunuch after it.
Yeah, no, they use a laser, and it does. And there's smoke. There's a little bit of smoke, and you smell burnt flesh.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Fuck, mine was back in 2009, man. I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, you got to shave yourself.
Yeah.
You got to shave your balls for this one.
Taking care of
I had some assistance with that, too.
So, wait, he's Duck Dynasty, and you're not. You're the opposite of Duck Dynasty down there. So
his balls are as smooth as eggs.
I got the old school, like, Kobe haircut on my balls right now.
Sort of a fro, but not so
yeah,
much.
Not quite.
The half fro is what we call that. Yeah.
I'm gonna wait.
Look,
till
every girl's
out.
Look on their face right now is just with the look of semi disgust, not full on disgust. Just like,
no, they're just shocked because they're like, huh, same.
absolutely not. We've discussed this in the last one.
Well,
I'm just laughing.
More like
I'm
Troy Polamalu.
What did Steve call it last? He called it like an ice
drink. Ice
rink.
Yeah. Lori's is like an ice drink. It's smooth. Just like the Zambo went right over it. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Jen is over there like, this is fucking bullshit. Like, I drove all the way to Kansas City for this.
Oh, man. Where do we even go from there?
God damn it.
Have we gone one episode without talking about penises yet?
I think one of them was the one where Tony said, next episode, we're whipping them out and measuring them.
All right.
Yeah, cool. That was like
important. Her look of disgust
wait.
Is awesome. Her look is like, why would you do that? And her look is like, okay.
I guess I'll measure.
When in Rome.
Merry Christmas, is this darling.
Oops, I found some mistletoe.
Guess where it's going.
Oh, sorry, that's camel toe.
Oh! Shit. Sick burn.
Upside
we've
down.
Talked about nothing this episode but vasectomies so far.
And goats.
And goats.
And goats and vasectomies. Where else do you go from goats and vasectomies?
Maybe know. Actually performing the goat?
I don't know. The Abraham Lincoln?
All right.
You kind of get the... I think that's where you're going to kind of get the needle. But he has to kind of adjust.
Yeah, let's not talk about it.
He's not going to... He's not going to be gentle with you at all. The guy was not, he's not gentle. He's going to move the ball where it wants to go.
Yeah, I was not 100% numb in that. They can't numb everything.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Oh, because I,
they move
like,
you around.
She's like, you turn white, just calm down. I'm like, you don't understand.
Wait, you're awake for this?
Oh, you're awake.
Yes.
Yeah. You're very awake.
Oh.
20 minutes.
Yeah, you're
what?
In
a Local anesthesia.
Well, why do we get the harder process? Don't they have to like go in and like cut you open and everything else?
I think women who do that.
The tube tie, you're doing it. Usually they do it after after you have a baby. Yeah. Usually that's the time. They ask you want to have it after a baby and you're already.
So you're nice and loose already.
Yeah. Ew. Jesus Christ.
Well, that's true. I mean,
the look of disgust.
Hey,
the
I can see the Grand Canyon gross. Over there. All right.
Oh, really? Second,
I've watched 3 kids come out. I know how it is.
I've watched The Crowning, sir. Yes, I have.
Hello, hello, hello. I mean, it's kind of like a book bag at that point. So you're like, do you want me to just get in there and tie you off? And
the look of disgust continues to grow. She's live with this.
I told her what to expect.
I mean,
I don't think she was prepared. She was not really prepared for this.
I'm 20 fucking episodes in and I'm not. Oh,
God. But then why are your nipples hard right now?
That was you last week.
I know.
Holy shit, I don't know where to go for this.
Let's just stop.
What's next on your list?
We didn't really order anything.
We didn't order this at all. But we just passed through Thanksgiving, and I sent out a video that was a compilation of Black Friday videos. We can talk about those, about how that makes me hate society. Did you guys watch any of these videos?
I saw a few of them.
Are they from recent?
Yes.
Oh yeah, it's 2015 Black Friday compilation is what it was.
Were there more old people and pregnant women getting trampled?
There was a lot of.
There was a guy getting punched in the head for a TV.
There were slurs being thrown a boot, if I may, and they were pretty much you couldn't pick it up, but you could just tell. Let's just say that. And to be honest with you, I think Walmart was probably your number one spot.
Most
where
likely.
This was going on. A few Targets were involved. But it's just, I don't get it. To save $20 on something, is it really worth it? I hate Black Friday. I hate the whole thing. Let the guys have their day off with their family, go shopping. Or, well, that's because a lot of these places were, you know, hey, we're open on Thanksgiving at 6 o'clock and all that shit. Go on Friday or start it on the weekend, start on Saturday. It's the dumbest thing I've ever done.
Or wait till Monday when they're online for the same deal.
Yeah, the cyber deal on Monday, yeah. It's just... Would any of you ever have any of you ever done the Black Friday shopping experience? Anybody here?
The only thing I remember doing.
You've done it, Steve?
Yeah, once. But
where did you go and was it really worth it?
Sports Authority and no.
Twilight on Blu-ray.
Did you
punch a lady to get a DVD?
And did you have to fight for
No, him? There was a kid, like a 4-year-old kid, I just kicked in his balls and grabbed his fucking, I don't know. No, it was.
Grabbed
it
his
was.
Yeah. I'm like,
I grabbed whatever he had in his hand. I don't know.
Keep going, Jared.
Hey, kiddo.
I've
hey, you want to go to Subway for a Black Friday special 12-inch? Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
I've never done it. I have no interest in doing it. It's the dumbest thing.
We've driven by a Walmart, and I'm just like, no.
We actually went, me and Lori went to Walmart just this past to go look for something, and it was, you know how you go on a Saturday, and it's busy.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like all the other stores that were closed, like where Walmart sits here in Wentzville and all that stuff's over to the right. That whole fucking parking lot, completely full. Every store was closed and they were all in there. And they had shit in Walmart, every like aisles you could walk down were stacked up above with just all this extra shit. It's like, are you fucking kidding me?
Would you ever actually, punch somebody for an item at a store? I mean, honestly.
No.
I mean, it's the dumbest thing.
That's
depends
stupid.
What item it was.
Yeah.
Twilight Blu-ray?
Team Jacob.
No comment.
You're Edward and I'm Jacob.
So no, I had to run to Walmart on Thanksgiving morning to pick up something because they were open all day.
Okay. They were open all day on Thanksgiving?
Yes. Oh. And they have the Jiffy Lube in the back, so we get to it through their back parking lot. And the Jiffy Lube, half their bays were loaded up with Black Friday stuff that they just hadn't put out yet.
Oh, really?
It was ridiculous to see it. And then the Jiffy Lube was open, too.
It's just, you would think the fad would have gone. I always thought it would be a fad. That this whole, hey, shopping extravaganza, hey, go for the experience, go run and get an item for, like, okay, $5,000 TV for $500. Okay, I could see that. But nowadays, it's the sale. It's nothing. There's no point in even doing it.
You remember back when we worked at Blockbuster on Thanksgiving and we'd have to go to a gas station to get dinner because nothing was open? It's not like that anymore.
No, yeah.
It's not even Black Friday anymore. It's Black Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty much when everything starts.
Pretty much.
And it's just, why? Why does it have to be? I don't know. I just think of it and I'm like, they could be, you can make the same amount of money on a Friday versus what you do on a Thursday. There's no point in doing it. And I asked a bunch of people at work, is anyone going? And one said, I'm going, but just to watch.
What the fuck?
They go, and they don't want to buy anything. They just go to watch the chaos. And I'm like, why?
You can watch it on YouTube the next
day.
Exactly.
You get a compilation on YouTube, and you can watch all the
You get all the good stuff.
Exactly, because you might go and you'll be disappointed because nothing actually happened.
Some men just want to watch the world burn.
Any of the ladies chime in? Do you all like Black Friday or that?
No, never do it.
I've done it like once, but I mean, I wasn't going there for anything in particular.
That's pretty shallow.
Thanks, Joe. Love you too.
Do you want to have Ashley comment on anything?
Ashley, Black Friday, yay or nay?
Nay. Yeah. Not worth it.
And see, all of us are saying nay, and yet you still see all these videos. Who are the people that are going? That's
probably the same people that go every year. I have an uncle that goes every year.
And he's really into
it. Fun, and they like to actually go. It's
individuals
like
that are on the government cheese,
event.
Probably.
Which is kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, she did do air quotes on a podcast. That's all.
Hey, I do air quotes.
Ooh!
Steve does it,
and
too.
And Matt just got smacked on a podcast.
Steve, Steve is actually the master of describing something that's right here. He's like, Steve, we're on, like, we're not on video. It looks like this, you know?
Look at this Jared meme I just found.
Yeah.
No,
does my dick look like a Subway sandwich?
But I guess we can segue from Black Friday to
that doesn't look like sweet onion chicken teriyaki.
Tell Ling Ling to stop replying.
I don't know where your fucking mom's ladder is.
It's up her ass. Fucking bitch.
No idea. Period. Send.
Postmarital problems.net / Nerdcast.
So I guess we'll segue off of Black Friday sales and all that stuff into female fashion, we'll say. Women's fashion. Because this was Steve's topic, so I'll let Steve have the glory.
Okay, I have no idea what
this is Steve. Yeah, Steve
yes.
came up with
so,
one.
Yes, so what was it? The other night, me and Lori were out eating. And she had one of those shirts on that extends past into your thumbs, and it has.
She's wearing one right now.
Oh, that's it. Yes. God damn it!
He doesn't like the thumb holes.
It's what the? That's like the half fucking jackets. It's like if you're gonna buy a jacket, go buy the whole fucking thing.
So the for those that can't see what or understand what Steve was getting so pissed off about was it's the girls that wear a shirt, a long sleeve shirt, T-shirt, whatever it may be. Pull it past your hands, and your thumb goes through a thumb hole. And
it's like it looks like Under Armour because it's stretching, and it's like, oh my hand, half my hand's cold.
It's kind of like
fucking hairs.
It's kind of like the hobo gloves.
Yeah,
like the hobo gloves, exactly. But,
yeah,
but just for your thumb.
Yeah,
it's just the thumb goes through.
Mm-hmm. I mean, is it got a special purpose? It's
does
like,
it do anything? Does it actually keep your knuckles warm? Maybe
it doesn't even go that far.
I don't know.
It doesn't barely even reach a knuckle.
That would actually be like cool if it was used for like sports or something, you know. But I mean,
here we go.
All true honesty, when you have something like that, I don't really think it's like a fashion thing. It's more of like a girl thing, which you guys clearly won't understand this. But as a girl,
I might
explain.
When
Joe's in touch with
you
the stone outside,
like long sleeve shirts in general, more likely than not, they're going to be too long as it is, and it's frustrating because then they get stretched out. And then they're falling up, they're falling down. Like, you don't have any control over the shirt in general, and it's comfortable. Like, when it's there, it's not rolling up your sleeve, it's not falling past your hands. It's just comfortable. So I don't really think it's a fashion.
I don't want to be gross, but it makes for an awkward hand job.
A little bit of a rug burn.
I would hope they would take that off.
I thought it was to keep part of your hand warm. I don't know.
In most joggers, like most people that like run.
Yeah,
microphone.
I don't run. No,
microphone.
This is just a workout jacket, yeah.
Oh.
This is not in regular clothes either. Are you rolling your eyes at me?
No.
Oh.
Sorry.
No, more Ling Ling text.
No. But yeah, I'm with Steve. Female fashion, that was not the first part.
It was those goddamn half jackets.
I don't have
what
those.
The fuck is that about? Buy a full fucking jacket.
And the thing is, they're the same price as the full jacket.
I know.
Does anyone here?
I got this from Avenue 9 and it was $98. Well, you could have bought a whole fucking jacket.
Steve, you could have been more.
That's an expensive jacket.
Like Forever 21.
I need a whole wardrobe.
Forever 21. What the fuck? It doesn't matter.
Do any of the women here own a half jacket?
No.
Here own one. Okay, no,
I think the only guy that does that I know of is Jim Edmonds.
Owns a half jacket.
Well, to go with his half t-shirt.
With his half t-shirt, his mesh half t-shirt, mind you. I don't understand the half jacket.
I don't
that drives
fucking
me nuts.
Get it.
Because it keeps their shoulders
it keeps them warm, but I'm sure it lets everybody see their skinny.
Oh, my tits are cold.
Underneath.
Let me just wear a half jacket.
A lot of
young people wear it.
Well, half the time they don't even close, so everything hangs out anyway.
Huh. Here, Steve, on the topic of the wear a tablecloth around your neck, kind of thing.
Who said that?
I say it. I don't understand.
It's not a tablecloth. It's a scarf. It's a fashion statement.
Okay, a scarf
keeps
normally
you warm.
Is a wool.
Or an ascot.
It's a wool thing that goes. It's long. Yeah. These things.
An ascot. That's what it's called.
These things bunch up like that.
Okay.
And they all.
Ooh. Oh, hey.
He's got a beard. He doesn't need
that. Exactly. I have a beard.
We got some clothes coming off on the podcast.
Oh my goodness, Christmas is coming!
You got me.
We've been flagged by NSA.
Yeah. I know. Guys, I think we need to pause for a moment.
You know what? We could probably
somebody's
going to
have a meltdown here in just a second.
We could probably get a lot more views if we tagged ISIS in our. Just put like the Walking Dead
just
recap in ISIS.
Turn your phone off for a little bit.
It has nothing to do with
sorry,
it.
Man.
Because, okay,
oh,
now
fucking
you're.
Fucking bitch.
Ooh. Sorry.
Meltdown on air.
Yes.
We'll all be able to laugh at these later.
As your legal counsel, Joe and I say just.
Okay.
As your legal counsel, I also say if you want to expunge on your emotions, you should.
As long as he doesn't say any names, it's fine. He already fucking Ling-ling. Said it. A couple podcasts ago, right. He said he knew what was going on, but anyways.
If I don't,
this is quite.
The papers are not signed.
All right,
we'll wait till the papers be signed. Because okay, when we were discussing the topic of half jackets and the thumb holes and the sleeves, I'm with you, Steve. I don't get it. It bothers me too. But she
Alexa,
said,
"What was that?" It's probably Tony's phone.
Oh yeah, it was connected to Bluetooth. She's not gonna have the fucking time.
I can't find the answer to the question.
Fucking bitch.
But. She said, "Oh, you mean like a shrug?" And I was like, "What the fuck is
a shrug?
I don't know what a shrug is.
Are you
wearing ponchos?
A shrub?
Are you wearing a rug?
A shrub is a fucking puke.
A shrug.
Hold on, I'm gonna look for.
A dress or something, and you don't have sleeves. You put this little
jackety
furry thing to cover over your shoulder to keep you warm. So like,
I thought those were like Uggs for indifferent chicks, like shrugs.
So do you guys know what a shrug is? Is that like a fashion item?
They're like cardigans.
Okay.
Well, what's popping up is cardigans right
this
now.
This is cardigans.
Why does she have resting bitch face in this mug? Like, what the fuck's wrong
with
you?
What about the top, the girl right in the middle?
So it's a half jacket sweater is what it is?
What is that?
That's all it is a half jacket sweater.
Black crotchet shrug. Okay, crochet.
Crochet.
That's probably crochet.
Crotchet. It's crochet.
God damn it.
It's a half jacket.
What
dude,
the fuck?
See, it's almost like 90s fashion coming back.
It's a half jacket
like.
Sweater. Litter. All it is. Yeah. So what? My shoulders are cold? What about the rest of your body?
It feels like all these girls are sponsored by Shania
so
Twain.
So you want to show off your abdomen is what this is about, then, correct? Because the rest of you is cold, too. If your shoulders are cold, the rest of you is cold, too. I'm sorry.
Well,
my heart's always cold.
I don't know.
No, come on. Opinions. Talk.
If everyone could see the faces being made behind Steve's back.
All right, it doesn't matter. Here you go. Just fucking this
you mean
bitch
that's
here.
A whole Friday night behind his back?
What did you say over there?
That's for Jay. That's just for Jay.
I bought you a jean jacket, but it goes just below the tit. Is that okay?
No, No, you got. Please.
I don't have,
make
I don't,
us understand
I don't
this.
Yeah, I don't own one, so I don't know. This. I don't know. Some of them might want to cover with their shoulders or their arms. They maybe not like their arms. I don't know. I don't.
Cue up Skype. Let's get Erin on the phone.
She'll understand this. She'll
She's
know
got
what,
some of that stuff. Yeah.
She knows what that's all about then, because I don't get it at all.
We'll revisit this on a future episode. Actually, she doesn't have Skype on her phone.
No.
We don't know how to do the Skype shit.
If he pulls it up on his phone, you hold it to the microphone. Don't God, don't be a... So, oh, I'm so right. emotional right now. Ah!
He will stab you with a beer bottle. Not a broken one, just a beer bottle. He'll stab to your chest.
If I didn't need a roommate, I'd beat his
fuck. So, Steve, after Lori paid for dinner, where did you guys go to look
right?
for these jackets?
Thank you, Joe.
He's just like,
are you talking about
speechless?
What? I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't know.
He doesn't even answer.
A joke.
I was like, all right.
All right, so I guess that's our segment on female fashion.
God.
I don't know anything else in female fashion.
What I don't understand is, like, you guys are questioning all these, like, very simple little things about women fashion. So do you want to get into, like, the whole guy side of things?
It's because girls
oh,
all
please
talk.
Do. Yes. Yes.
What do we wear that you guys...
Hey, can I bring up another thing since we have three women
shirts.
Here?
Cut off shirts. Wait, stop. Joe, what do you mean cut off? You're talking about Jim Edmonds cut off shirt? Or you mean the sleeveless shirt?
No, Steve, on moving day, I came over here.
Oh, I don't wear those.
Old plaid.
What was he wearing?
Button up, but had the sleeves cut off. And he wore
yeah.
a shirt
did
underneath
he,
I don't it.
Got did he have his jean shorts on too?
Wait,
no,
so
he had.
Oh, he had a flannel on with the
it was
sleeveless
a
flannel
button up, like a or plaid, with a plain shirt underneath it, a t-shirt underneath it, with the sleeves coming through. And he had like athletic shorts.
Go upstairs
on.
And get it. It's on my. It's on. Hang up. Go get
did
it.
His cutoff shirt have an American flag and said these colors don't run?
No, but Ashley, go back to what other fashion item were you talking
yeah,
about regards to males on our side that you that the females don't understand that we wear.
I'm not trying to sound like
no,
ignorant or
you
anything.
Can. We're always ignorant.
But seriously,
you came to
you're
the wrong spot.
Upset about thumb holes in a shrug.
Okay.
So when guys normally go out in, like, you're going to go out to dinner and you're out in jeans and a Stone Temple Pilot shirt or something like that, like, that's acceptable. Well, there's nothing.
He's
no,
honoring a dead man.
There's nothing
well,
wrong
I,
with it.
Well, no, but I wouldn't wear that to a nice dinner anyways, so I don't. But I understand where she's coming from.
I don't know where she's going, but keep going, I guess.
If you're supposed to be going out to, like, somewhere nice and then she's got on something like this that's nice looking, and then you come out there and you've got jeans and a fucking, like, yeah, like a band t-shirt, it's not really...
But most, I don't see most guys doing that unless...
There's some guys that are stupid enough to do it.
It depends where you're going out to dinner,
yeah,
I guess.
Exactly.
Well, that's true.
But then again,
and
if
it
you're
depends
out
on
here,
the band.
Oh. Yeah. Well, or the thing is where they wear the shit, they like, I've seen it, where they wear a band... Jesus, I'll go find it myself, God damn it.
Really?
No, or they'll wear like a t-shirt with a fucking suit jacket on. It's like,
well, oh, dude, my uncle, I know you
that's
don't
the house look.
This.
That's
my,
the house
that's
MD
the
look.
Yeah. My uncle is the master of that. He's very,
that's the,
he's
that's
going through
casual,
what you might
casual,
call a crisis because
yeah,
he's 60
formal,
and he doesn't want to be 60.
Yeah.
And when y'all shop at like the Baby Gap, it drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Who the fuck shops at Baby Gap? That's a guy.
I think you're talking about shirts that are way too tight for you.
Like
the mediums.
This would be my uncle also. He's now into very much into working out and he's 60.
Medium.
He's gotten the hair plug surgery.
Oh.
He wears medium.
Oh, look at this. Oh,
wow.
There you go.
Yeah.
He wears medium t-shirts
like
and a blazer over it with
okay.
jeans.
That's a fashion.
It is, but when you're 60 and all of a sudden
that's
you just
yeah.
change your style up like that, you're like, what's going on?
But that, but again, in regards to, I think from a male perspective, it's
Steve,
about,
you look like a roadie.
I'm getting a picture.
I think oh, wait, I'll get a picture. From the male perspective, we go right. for more functionality because we go okay. In regards to your thumb holes, we don't get that because if you're gonna wear that, why not just wear a glove? Is what we say. If you're gonna wear a shrug or one of those half jackets,
Tony.
What Steve had said, why not just wear a whole jacket or a sweater, a full sweater? But but in regards to what Steve's wearing for this, that's just him not want. In regards to a male perspective, he had a decent shirt that he didn't want to throw away. That's all that is. He repurposed it for something else. That's all.
Well, yeah, one of the sleeves tore. I cut him off, and then
and he could still wear this.
Well, I needed a black jacket, and I put my arms in. Didn't realize there was a keyhole. I wasn't going exactly for the thumb hole.
I'm not buying it. I don't buy
oh,
it.
Oh, wait, whoa, hold on. Right. She Ashley says it magically needs to go into the trash can.
Like, I would
what, what
well,
if he's
kiss
had
my
what,
ass
no,
then.
What if
Jesus.
Okay, what if he's at
this
an
is
80s
a,
party?
It's called a work shirt.
Women don't have work shirts.
Ashley, who's the best dressed guy here right now?
Well, Matt's wearing something nice.
I'm in my church clothes.
That's the incorrect answer. I am the correct answer.
Which black shirt do you like? One, two, three, or four?
I like to wear black on black on black.
Seriously,
I'm the Simon Cowell.
What's wrong with having work shirts?
There's nothing wrong with having work shirts. That's just...
This is what this is.
So,
but is the collar uncomfortable? Like, I thought a t-shirt would be more comfortable around the house. Like, this is like a button-up, like, collar.
Well, that's
everything.
So he can show the guns and the Viper tattoo off when he's moving. I get that.
But if he's
actually, you know what? You want to know how it goes? We'll just go with it like a fucking half jacket.
Part of my body is colder, and I'll
ever go see Pearl Jam in the near future, we're fucking
dude, yeah. Murder. Yeah, but whatever.
Yeah, that's.
I think it goes more.
Fuck you in your thumb jackets.
Exactly. We look at functionality. We look at functionality.
Look at my hand.
You need to give her the mic for that.
Stick it in your face.
Oh, wait, yes.
Finish that sentence. Yes. Stick it in your face like Steve sticks it in mine. Yeah.
Oh. I was going to bring something up, and now I don't remember what it was.
God damn it.
Female fashion or something off topic completely.
You're gonna get mad.
Yeah, I'll remember.
You're
I know what I was gonna bring up. Okay. So since we have three women here at the table, we also touched on this on a previous podcast.
Does this look
many
normal?
Moons ago. What is the deal with the fucking poses and photos?
Oh,
is that a good one?
Yes, now that we got them there.
No. We have a photographer here, so she will know.
Okay, yeah,
she
Lori.
Is, yes.
Lori. No, not your selfies. We're talking about your typical female with your straight arm, with your arm out, your fucking hip.
So, do you want us to stand like this in a picture?
I don't know, but I can't say I pose the exact same way in every photo. Unless you're Asian, then you give the peace sign. I get that, but... Like,
but no, he's bringing up because we did bring this on a previous podcast. We said we don't understand.
Somebody take a picture of that and post that, which you just did.
Deuces.
Get that right there. That's it.
You get like my Japanese friends. Yeah.
You get five or six girls, and they're just like, oh my God.
My friend's wife's Japanese, and we took some photos too with
she's half
the double
Okinawan,
peace
so it applies.
So she's half offended.
What?
No, she wasn't offended. She goes, I go, the peace sign's so big.
My mom's Okinawan. She's Asian.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow, there's like a. What does that make?
So she's been half offended at you the whole time,
The whole
Steve.
Time that you're making fun of Asian people, she said, fuck you.
Well, my friend's wife is Japanese.
Partially.
We did a montage of those photos, too, given
because,
the peace sign.
But getting back to what Joe's topic was, we did talk about this in a previous episode, the hand on the hip on every
the
single
goddamn
one.
But you know what, though? It's more of the younger.
Because we tried to understand. We're not saying that it's bad, per se.
It's your sorority girls.
But it's
yeah, here's
why.
My yoga pants
why
with no panties on.
Episode.
Hi.
Thank you.
No, I think what it is.
It doesn't make me look cute. I don't do it, but I've seen a lot of people who do.
Why would a hand on a hip make you look cute?
Because it makes your arm look skinnier.
Just like
is that true?
Face. It doesn't make you look
yes,
cute.
Joe. Yes,
yeah.
Joe.
Yeah.
When did
that's
the
right.
duck? When did the duck? Why would a duck face make you look cute?
I don't know.
Well, I don't think it's a duck face. Didn't it start out like just like a kissy face?
I think
face
they're showing their DSLs. Yeah. Is what they're showing.
What's a DSL mean?
That's dick sucking
lips.
Oh,
I mean, I knew it that
way. I'm thinking of a DTF.
I thought you guys were joking. I knew it that way. But
why are we talking about internet?
It shows your Wi-Fi.
Shut up. I thought
no,
you were
but when you put your arm, it's supposed to make your arm look slimmer unless you're me and you're already cut.
Wow.
You do the bro shake.
Do you have a Band-Aid? Because I'm cut.
Wow.
Steve snorted.
It's good because Steve snorted. Oh,
that's really man. What?
See?
What?
So, okay, so the hand on the hip makes it so your ass is not
no,
bigger.
No, I don't think that.
I don't think that applies.
And
think
also,
that,
I don't think any guy would complain if like your turd cutter was larger.
What? Turd what?
Your dumper.
Have you ever heard of that? Yeah, I haven't either. Wow.
I know somebody's that got a pretty good dumper. I'm just going to say it.
Thank you.
Oh, that's you too.
I don't know where that's supposed to go.
It's an awkward thing, like when you're standing next to somebody and you're on the edge.
Yeah.
Our listeners can't hear you.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
But it's not even the, okay,
like
so it's not
picture,
even the
it's
arm to the side, it's the head tilt too.
Oh.
Or yeah, are you a fucking?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. I've seen a lot of people.
They look
on
like
Facebook.
They're dogs. I mean, not
it's like a, and it's not. It's like a lot of
it's
girls that are
make
probably
them look better and slimmer. And
I guess, man. And it's probably girls from their teens through what early 20s, maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, something like that.
Well, no, but the thing is, it looks like not to say it the wrong way, but it looks like you're asking your dog a fucking question. What does that mean?
Or you look like a dog answering somebody. Huh? Do you want a treat? I don't know.
Skippy!
And her face is offensive. She's like, you just compared me to a dog? What?
That's what I'm
trying to think in my head. Like, I'm honestly trying to think of that something.
Your children had to get closer together.
Dude.
Yeah. Like, I don't. And I feel like the hand on the hip.
But a lot of the time, to be fair, it'll be like one girl by herself, too, doing
that's
it.
The thing. It's,
so
usually
it's not always.
Maybe it's her side profile.
Yeah, and that's probably what it is, to be honest. But
side profile
but
versus straight
weird,
on.
Because I mean, I'm not on Facebook anymore. But when I was, I would have
relatives
and friends that you'd pull up their montage of photos, and it's the same exact pose, in different times, in different photos. And like you look like you need a neck massage or something, and then you accidentally just dislocated your shoulder.
I think Tony needs a shot of
Ashley,
tequila real quick.
I'm like honestly trying to think about what
Tony's about ready to lose
like,
his goddamn mind right now.
This
sorry,
whole
man.
Picture thing.
Okay, well,
me and Tony are
how about
banging after this?
You guys are doing
and
what?
And we're gonna kill people too.
Sorry, Lee Ling threw me off. Never should look at my.
He phone. Turned his phone off, and then amazingly it comes back on. I was like, "What the fuck?"
Doesn't matter.
Social media is a crazy thing.
Bitch killed my vibe anyway. Momentum's dead.
Well, sorry. Winter, everything is dying.
Yeah.
Winter's coming.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Speaking of which, nice segue, Joe, because that's what we're going on to next.
All right, good.
Christmas. Who's looking forward to Christmas? Because when you hear this, we'll be
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
Yes.
In this will post.
Yes.
So yeah.
I'm fucking divorced. Fuck everything.
Nice.
Wow. Well. Done.
Merry fucking Christmas.
I don't know if I'm really looking forward to Christmas. I don't really ever look forward to Christmas.
Because that's, again, my favorite holiday is Halloween. So.
I think mine's probably also Halloween. And I like Thanksgiving because of the food.
It kind of changes, though, as you have kids. Because
yeah,
watching
kids
the kids do
like
it, yeah.
Actually, that my brother's kid, that'll be the
show
most
him.
Fun. But
yeah,
I think
watching
next year
your brother's
be
kid
better.
Lay there. And
yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. She'll lay there like a freaking you
Joe.
Know, lost
Joe.
Puppy this
here's
year.
From Vegas. Show her.
Oh.
Girls have a problem posing places.
In the microphone, yeah. Please.
Girls
thank you.
Have if you're commenting on how we pose, then why do guys pose like that?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he sent us one of those, too.
We gotta tweet that.
Steve, out. That was naked bare ass. There.
Yes, it was.
You kind of look like a...
Jed is just like, why did I drive all the way over here for this?
So, okay, so Christmas. Joe, not so much. Jay.
No, but next year will be more fun, because like Jay said... Andy's kid's gonna be like 2 months old. She ain't gonna know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
Next year she'll be a little over a year and she'll be ripping everything apart.
Yeah,
so.
It'll be more fun that way.
Yeah.
So Jay, you look forward to it.
Yeah, and mainly it's because of the kids and seeing their faces.
I look forward to it a lot, but not as much as Halloween. But I'm still looking forward to it. We're gonna skip over Tony on this subject because he's already let his feelings be known. Jen, what about Christmas? Is that your
Tony's?
Favorite?
I think was quote fuck everything.
Okay. Steve, you looking forward to Christmas?
Yes.
Right? Big time into Christmas?
Yeah.
What sucks about Tony saying that is because actually Tony's usually on, you could tell by emails, he's really into Christmas. He's really into the holidays. It's just, but yeah, a little down this year.
You can buy me some shit.
He's going to buy himself a hooker for Christmas.
Yeah. Well, shit, he stole my gift idea.
Or maybe he can,
I was going to be a secret Santa.
Or maybe if I find a good enough deal, I can send him out to see Mrs. Ravenclaw here in a couple weeks, you know?
Oh, Ravenclaw, very nice. All right, ladies
yes,
down on the other table.
But the only thing that sucks is they're not calling for a white Christmas, which sucks. That's the thing is, if you can have, it can be fucking hot all fucking, it can be warm like it was about 3 or 4 years ago, but snow on Christmas Day, fine.
No,
week.
See, I have the opposite view because my wife's family does snow removal, so if it snows on Christmas, they have to go on and work.
Jerk. Yeah, that's true.
They also make money, though, don't they?
Sounds like a poor removal? Fucking career choice to
me. They make money doing it, but.
I figured they'd like that if it, like, snowed a lot or something.
No, because then they're out for like 48 hours straight. And
That's
okay. Yeah,
that shit's fucking horrible.
Yeah, I've done it. It sucks.
Especially if you got a big.
I could sell you a front-mounted hitch if you need one for your vehicle. All
All right, so I guess this would be the next thing
glad
we lead
you
into.
For your vehicle.
Yeah, no.
What? Let's go around the table on this one. What's the best gift you've ever received at Christmas?
I think I know mine.
All right, Tony, let's go with you. Let's start with you. Get you back in the good spirits. Good, best gift you ever got.
Best gift I ever got. Shit. Man. I guess I should have thought about this ahead of time. Didn't we get, was it the Nintendo, the very first one?
Yeah, back in 87. Yeah. It was 87 I remember when
that
it came
being,
out.
I mean, I remember that being huge.
Nintendo,
I mean,
okay.
I mean, as soon as you asked me that question, that was the first memory that came to mind. So that's what I'll go with.
All right, Steve, same thing. Would it be the Nintendo you guys got as kids?
The basketball court at the old house, that was built like just before Christmas, though. But that was like summerish, but no.
That's a lot before Christmas.
So. Yeah. Well, it was like a Christmas present. They gave it to us as like a Christmas present there. But yeah, it'd be the Nintendo. I mean, because yeah, after that, it's like nothing really significant. You know, when you got older, you know, it's like, oh yeah, some of the stuff is like, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Lori, best gift you ever got for Christmas?
Well, I had a Sega one year, but I don't know how far back, because I agree, when you get older, it just, you know, something okay, you can
she
go
doesn't
buy.
Know.
No, one time. Well,
no comment.
No comment.
Not that it's like the best gift ever, but it's kind of a funny story at Christmas. Like, I wanted this lamp, so my sister bought it, and I opened up the box, you know, and opened up the packaging, and I opened the box, and it wasn't a lamp. It was, like, all stolen clothes. She had picked up a box that someone was stuffing with stuff to, like, to steal.
So she didn't steal them. She just didn't know.
No. They were, like, these random T-shirts, and she's, like, literally, you should see their faces. I'm, like, what is all this? Where's the lamp? And, like, she was so, like, stunned. It was, like, we got punked, and so we had it was so embarrassing to take it back to the store and be, like, listen, where's the lamp? We did not steal these clothes.
Did the clothes fit at least?
No, they were like some, you know, those Annie Gades, whatever. What is it called? Those naked babies. It was all those kind of clothes with pictures on it.
What the fuck is a naked? What the hell are you talking about?
Hold on. Just stop here. Holy.
You know, like is it called Annie Gades?
No,
yeah, and they're like
naked baby clothing.
Do not type that into
a
search engine.
It was a T-shirt, and
do
like,
not
this
type
is
that
what's
in.
It was not on the T-shirt. Yeah, don't even worry about it. I don't even know. It's not important, but still, I remember that every Christmas. I'm like, oh, remember when you got me something that wasn't really in there? So,
okay. All right, Jen, what's your favorite gift you ever got as a kid? Anything?
Nope. Can't remember anything.
Not one single thing. You suck.
All right, Ashley, what do you got?
I guess mine's more as an adult. My grandmother passed one of her rings down to me for Christmas, so that was a really cool like family heirloom type thing. That was really like special, I guess.
That's legit.
Yeah, that's gonna trump mine. That's gonna
trump yeah, we don't do sentimental on this show. Yeah. Damn it.
Wasn't trying to.
You
go,
brought
like,
us all down,
deep
dude.
In everything, but I really don't have a better one.
Okay, so
no,
Joe,
that was good.
What do you got, Joe?
Shit. I have three in mind.
All right.
Tony and Steve took one of them, Nintendo, the original. Yeah. I remember that. One of them would be the Ninja Turtle car that I had on Warbonnet, if you guys remember.
Oh, yeah!
Oh,
yeah.
And my dad assembled it, I guess, in the garage, and I thought Els did it because he told me they did, and I was a dumb kid. And so then my third one, even though it wasn't a good gift, would be the multiple compasses that I received for like 5 years in a row from Steve and Tony's dad because I got lost on New Year's one year.
Yep.
All right, so
those are funny.
Jay, what'd you
never got old. I was like, oh, I wonder what your dad got me. Yep, it's compass.
So my parents, when we were younger, would get a big gift for us. And like 1 year was an air hockey table. 1 year was a pinball machine. Yep. As an adult, my wife's actually really good at finding stuff. So 1 year before we got married, she found me all of the Wolverine comics I was missing, got me the whole complete set. Damn. And then last year, she went on eBay and tracked down all of the 80s Bill James handbooks that are like tough to find.
The Sabermetrics?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that stuff's always fun to get from her. Okay. So
I think for me, as far as best gift ever, same as Joe, Steve, and Tony, Nintendo. That was the
first
best
Nintendo
ever.
Is legit.
Yeah, and then my second, as far as memory goes, and I don't know how they found them, but all these open item, it was from the 1989 Batman, all the action figures for that movie. They came out, but they didn't come
Bob
in boxes.
The Goon.
But they didn't come in boxes. They were free-form figures. I don't know where my mom got them from. But she put them into some random, like, famous bar or white box and goes, here. Actually, yeah.
Famous bar. I know. Famous bar.
We're going way back. And she had that. Yeah, that's really cool. Old. And fuck, so I don't. They bar. Didn't come in, like, you know.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
When you get a action figure, they normally come in a box that comes with that. But no, these were just thrown into a box with tissue paper and boom, here's these Batman.
You got a flea
figures.
Market gift.
I think that's what I got. It was basically a flea market gift.
Was Bob the Goon included?
No, it was not. But I played with her. That was a good one because I was really excited about getting Batman.
My second favorite gift sitting behind me for Christmas. I'm so happy.
Did you get her for Christmas?
Should I put a bow on or get on a wrap? Wait.
Oh, too late. Wow. Too late. Yeah,
nice.
I don't know where that went. I'm sorry.
There's a sticker on each of my nipples. Take them off.
Oh.
do not return.
Do not return to sender.
It's like the Schnooks ones that they gave you.
They're like the little Chiquita banana stickers.
You can't take this back to any other store.
I think you need to put the towel picture of Steve online, too.
Yeah.
Send it to Joe. He'll put the Nerdcast logo.
You got another one?
I probably won't. I'll just do it without it.
Well, I was expecting fucking divorce papers signed this year for Christmas, but...
Best Christmas episode ever. Yeah.
We'll get him a jar of peanut butter.
Yeah, but the bitch is going to fuck that one up, too, so... I don't give a fuck anymore. Thug life, bitch. Get herpes.
Boom! Yeah. Merry motherfucking Christmas. Jesus.
Well, when you date Jim Rhett Fox, who wears medium-sized shirts, you're going to get fucking herpes.
I think I'm going to drop off a bottle of creatine on her door.
You should. Here's some protein, bitch.
I told Tony we should take the vacuum that he had from her, just put it on gasoline and light it on fire in front of her fucking driveway. Drive off. Yeah. And then run up here like, yeah, you bitch!
What are you, a hick?
Well, you know, it is Wright City. I mean, come on.
None of this is incriminating.
Sorry, I should have stopped.
What we'll do,
I'm no longer going to read my phone because I'm
We'll kill all the horses in the farm behind her. we'll cut their heads off and put it in her bed like on
Godfather.
Godfather.
Nice.
Wow.
I didn't say any names.
Neither did I.
So here we go.
Get fucked.
The next one.
Should we ask Solomon and Estes real quick?
No.
Should we call? Hey, can we call?
I've already fired him. I'm my own counsel. I don't do shit anymore.
Hold on, let me turn my speaker on because I want to dial 555 Jews and see what it sounds like real quick. You know how they have it, like on the injury hall, how like do you know?
I don't think 555 is a real number.
No, it's in Hollywood.
It's a Hollywood thing.
But anyway, the next one I guess is a good one to segue off into. That was, do everyone at the table, as far as do you dread getting your significant other a gift?
Woo! Well, here, hold on.
Nope.
No for a time.
I got off easy this year.
Let's see. Does it? 969 JEWS. So your guys
you're
never
call somebody's house.
Yeah. No, it's 969. That's like some. That's a like a radio station hotline.
No.
Either way.
Well, yeah.
Guess we'll find out.
Yes. Yeah. Significant other. Show.
Yeah. Hello.
So yeah. Does anyone here? Do you dread having to find that gift for the significant other?
I'm horrible.
I'm good at.
I'm horrible
gifts
as well.
People.
You're good at. That's a talent you got.
See, I understand now why my dad would let my mom buy what she wanted for Christmas and then have us wrap it and say he got it. Because when I was like 14, I was wrapping a gift for him. I was like, why is there a receipt with mom's signature on there?
I fear it because it's like, just, I'm going to mess this up. You're going to hate it anyway. Just go get what
I feel like
you
a
want.
Dick if I'm buying just gift cards.
Yeah, Jen's the same way. She hates getting gift cards because you're like, well, you basically tell them to go run an errand. You know.
For my significant other, I'll probably buy a glove or something.
Bottle of lotion.
Keep her warm. It'd be like a half glove.
So she doesn't
glove.
Have to buy a half jacket.
He could buy her the glove with the mitten little thing.
I could buy
over.
A power glove from Nintendo.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Charge up, bitch.
It'd be like, doot, 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 doot,
doot.
Now you need a voice activated like Alexa. Hello, Joe.
And since we're not a video podcast, he was just jerking off. So here, Jen, do you dread having to find me a gift for Christmas?
Yes.
Because you're difficult.
Kind of. Last year was easy, but last year was easy.
Last year was easy.
Oh, yeah, I got a phone for Christmas.
That's oh.
Right. Putting it off and off and off, and you had the, what did you have, BlackBerry? Buttons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A phone with buttons.
It had the rollerball on its shoulder.
Oh, wow.
Welcome to the Stone Age.
Yeah, for real. It was wicked old.
Raised buttons.
Yeah, no. So, Steve, what about you? Are you dreading having to get Lori a gift for Christmas?
No, I already know what I'm getting her, so it's good.
All right, well done. All
right. Lori, what about Lori? Are you dreading having to figure out what you're going
to
get Steve?
You're getting her a gift certificate to Buffalo Wild
Wings. Buying her own mic.
Steve's like, shit!
God, you ruined the surprise.
I mean, I have a few ideas, so I already got a few things. We'll see.
Vegas tickets.
Vegas tickets, yeah. All right, Ashley, what about you? Are you dreading having to figure out what to get your significant other?
Not so much dreading. We've been together for so long. We're pretty well know each other, what we need, what we want. I think it's harder for him than for me.
Are you talking about emotionally or, like, gift-wise?
Gift-wise.
Oh, okay.
Their marriage is healthy, Joe. Not all marriages end, Joe. Not all of them go to hell in a fiery crash, Joe. Sorry, I blacked out.
This is the best Christmas episode ever.
Tony's blackout Christmas episode.
Welcome to the Blackout Christmas special, where we hate all of our exes.
Oh, man.
I do feel bad for guys, though. I honestly do. I feel bad for guys at Christmas time, because I feel like it is probably harder, especially, not to call the two of them out, but, like, at Steve and Lori's point, it's kind of one of those things where I know you, but I don't know you, so am I going to get in trouble for buying this gift or in trouble for not buying this gift?
I just hope he picked out the right ring.
I got a big black dildo.
No, and I'm not going to Jared, so sorry.
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
I had an aunt. I mean, I guess she's still my aunt, but, like, she's divorced from my uncle, but, like, I haven't seen her in years. And nobody knew what to buy her at Christmas. My parents would do the round robin, like, Christmas, and so she always got an ornament for her Christmas tree. She'd always be like, thank you. I'm like, what the fuck are you gonna do with that? You use it one, like, for what, a few weeks in a year? But nobody ever knew what to buy her.
Women are hard.
She's kind of particular.
I agree.
Yeah.
Women are hard to get.
Women
are
hard. Especially all different. I mean, those guys, God forbid, I hope none of you have ever done this, but if you ever buy your wife an appliance,
the reason why you could dread it is because you can make too many mistakes.
That's different. If they ask for it, then absolutely. But I mean,
what if it's like a bedazzled dirt devil?
Because
honey.
Because here's the thing where you could trip up. Okay, clothes, you get the wrong size. Well, you know the whole bullshit about that. Or wrong style, yeah.
This was
God forbid I get you sleeves without hole in it for your thumb. I'm sorry. Or, like you said, an appliance, yeah. Well, I thought I'd get you something that you need. Well, fuck you, I didn't want an appliance. You know, there's too many things that you can mess up on. And
here's a vacuum. Get the hint, bitch.
Yeah.
But don't call her a bitch. You might want to sign the card a little more affectionately.
Maybe a laundry basket?
Yeah.
Honey.
Oh, yeah.
Oven mitts? Oh, God, you're getting a BJ tonight.
So that's the whole point of dreading. It's just you don't want to mess up. That's all it is.
I'm too angry to do this podcast. My game's been thrown off.
I
apologize.
That's the best part about this podcast.
I apologize.
That's what, honestly, Jay, it needs to be episode, 23, Tony's Angry Christmas. Tony's Angry Christmas.
Should be a musical.
Okay, well, then let's go around the table. What's the worst gift you've ever gotten for Christmas? What's the worst thing you've ever gotten?
STD.
What? Tell me you're joking.
I mean, Tony, I don't want to say
he got the shampoo,
Tony,
don't worry.
But would it
he
be a ring?
He got the shampoo, don't
or
worry.
Or was that not around Christmas?
Steven?
Oh, no, that wasn't on Christmas, all right, no.
Well, no, no, what he got, not you.
Oh, yeah, I got.
Yeah, for you. Or, nah, maybe not.
Yeah, that's okay.
This is harder. Remembering the worst thing you got is harder than remembering the best thing you got.
Although that'd be, the worst thing you got, not gave.
Not gave.
Because some of that shit clears up with anything? Ointment.
I don't know.
How about a gift you already had? Or something you already had? Like, somebody bought it. Like, hey, here's a...
Oh, yeah. I got, like, when I first moved out and I had my condo, I got, like, 2 George Foremans, which I never even used.
Either of them.
I think I sold them or something. Or no, my parents still have one of them, but I need 2 Foremans. I like to grill. because I'm a man. I dress like a man.
Okay, last Christmas topic, because this is Tony's Angry Christmas Special.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's the name of this episode.
Tony's Angry Christmas Special.
I came up with this topic because there's a woman at work, and she has 5 Christmas trees in her house right now. So is there an issue? Do you guys have an issue with take issue with people that over-decorate for Christmas?
Well, how big is her fucking house, first off?
I don't know. She lives in St. Peter's. That's as much as I know.
Studio apartment.
Oh, well,
yeah.
I mean, even if your house is like fucking baller status, I mean, 5 trees.
5 Christmas trees.
I know someone who has 6 in their house.
Right now, as an up right now.
Because she wanted a bigger one, so she just gave me a free 7.5-foot tree. I'm like, all right, I'll take it. Jeez. I'm like, are you sure you don't want any money for it? She goes, no, we got a 9-foot tree this year. I'm like, what? But she puts one in each of her kids' bedrooms. There's a loft upstairs. There's one in her bedroom and her husband's bedroom. There's 2 on the main level. Yeah.
I got a 9-foot tree because it makes me look skinnier in photos.
That is overly excessive right there.
Speaking of like over-decorating, not like it was over-decorating. Steve and I went to a Christmas party of someone I work with, and her house looked like it was out of a magazine. She had every single room decorated to the T. Like, I almost didn't want to touch anything. But then again, she probably just collected that stuff over the years.
Yeah, it was fucking crazy. Yeah.
Well, at Stonegate, we went to our little Christmas party at Kevin C's house, Kevin Crandall, whatever. He's a nice guy. He even was making fun of his house before we got there. He goes, by the way, my wife has 7 Christmas trees in her house. And sure enough, when I got there, he took me on the tour and showed me all of them. Like, holy shit.
I'm sure his house is kind of huge, though, isn't it?
I would think so. No.
No?
It was totally normal house and freaking... But just north of Ferguson.
What's
like you drive through, you're like, oh, okay, there's neighborhoods out here.
Here's the issue.
That aren't on fire.
I take issue with the Christmas tree in a kid's bedroom. What the hell do you need a tree in the kid's
you're
bedroom?
You're just asking
for
an electrical fire.
It's just overdue.
No, you're not.
It's ridiculous.
They're fake trees.
Shut up.
I love you too.
Because, so the YouTube videos of the guys that have all the lights on their house that play to the music. Well, I don't find that excessive, to be honest with
that's
you.
Like, that's creative.
As long as your music doesn't go 24/7.
Yeah.
Like
if it goes maybe once an hour or something.
I want my lights to dance to Wham. Last Christmas.
There's probably somebody out there that has Last Christmas.
Last Christmas is the greatest song ever.
It's a good song.
The George Michael version. Fuck you, Taylor Swift. You butchered that song.
And whoever remade it when we were at Buffalo Wild Wings.
That's terrible,
too. That was another knockoff.
Oh. Yeah, they were terrible.
I really hope I don't cross Tony today because I feel like he's gonna throw somebody here.
Oh,
no, like
you're fine.
You're new, so he won't do it to you.
No, it's cool. You're a friend of Lori's.
Usually after the podcast, we take our shirts off and just grunt a lot,
and then we measure.
Let me get my video camera.
Steve walks around in a towel.
This is Ashley's first impression of me. She's like, "No wonder this fucker's divorced."
No, she's like, "He has a nice voice."
Of course I do.
He's a goddamn professional. That's why.
Professional.
That's right.
I like how I creeped her out there when she's like, "Hello," and I'm like, "Ooh." Are we all there? Like, place to hang the stock, whatever the fuck I said.
Joe said, "Like, baby, what things?
Anklings.
Anklets.
Or anklets." Yeah, sorry.
I wish I should. I want to have like a
Ashley
Chevy
walked
Chase.
In. Tony's like, "Relationship status." No. Yeah, Lori, he said that.
I wasn't here for that. My goodness.
It's complicated, so stop staring at me.
Ashley, how old are you? I think.
Ooh, good one.
That's the worst
question. Ooh, that's what we should get.
Hey, nobody can hear her.
Okay,
here's the thing. No matter what for Joe, it's too old.
No, I'm going to guess.
Where's Admiral Eckhart?
I said, how old do you
I'm 33.
She's 43.
No, she's not 43.
Seriously?
No, don't.
I'm seriously going to cry.
Yeah, no.
I'll say 29.
I could come across the table and kiss you right now.
Ooh!
Oh, so I'm low? I know, but so, I mean.
Did you say hello? What?
No, I said I know.
Oh, they said down below.
You said low in age.
Yeah.
That's what you said. You said I'm low, as in the number.
Yeah, I said, I'm low.
Yes, you're low in age.
Okay. Are you older than me?
No.
I'm 33.
No.
Okay, so I'm not that far off.
Did you seriously just ask me how old I was?
No, are you going to tell him or no?
Oh.
31.
I'm 32.
Okay.
Close.
Well, I wasn't that far off.
So I'm okay with 29.
29. That's also the perfect age to guess for any woman out there that you might think is 30.
See, he played that game right.
And way too old for Joe.
Nobody's too old for me.
Oh, well, yeah, no.
No, Jen's like 27, right?
He's just trying to be nice now.
Well, she said she's like, yeah. I don't know.
Matt, you're what, 36? 37?
33.
35?
Just because his hair is missing.
Hold on, Matt, how old are you?
Say it again.
We're
the same age.
We're the same age? I thought you were older than me.
No,
we're
the same
age. Oh. Wow. Because
okay, you're 82, right?
Yeah. Oh, well, shit.
I got three kids, though, brother. So that's
I know.
I
just naturally thought you were like Tony and Jade's age. Oh, well, yeah.
But fuck you, asshole.
Yeah, because I act my age.
I still love you, Joe. We're partners still.
Well, yeah, we're law firm partners.
We're law firm partners.
That's right.
You can cuss me out at home all you want, but guess what? You got to come into the office on Monday. We got new clients.
Anybody else want to get a divorce? We'll represent you.
Yeah.
If anyone else out there, we got cards.
Your Christmas special has been awesome. What are you looking forward most to this Christmas, Tony? Honestly.
Well, let's see. The bitch ruined Halloween for me. Thanksgiving was pretty normal. Well, I don't have to buy anything. Well, because I'm broke. This is the whole fucking marriage and divorce thing. Got to spend $700 on a fucking attorney.
Maybe New Year's?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. We're doing this pro bono, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, well, sorry. Okay.
Ooh, the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show. There's Tony's present right there.
Yeah, it's on Tuesday.
I hate that shit. What am I looking forward to? I don't know.
Maybe like dirty Snapchats or something.
Yeah.
Hey, Mrs. Ravenclaw can help out with that.
Yeah, there you go.
No, I want her to like me. I'm not going to say anything. dude, I got nothing.
You got nothing?
Yeah, I'm fucking
Steve,
lame.
What are you looking most forward to?
I'm off my game, dude.
Being off, like, actual Christmas, like, not having to wait 3 to 4 years on the cycle with my new job. So, yeah, that'll be nice. And in New Year's Eve with Lori. So.
I'm just looking forward to sucking dick and squeezing titties.
What are you?
Wow.
That's from a Blink-182 album. I don't know. I have like 4 days off. I guess I'm looking forward to that.
Jay, what you got?
I've got 2 weeks off. We'll probably see Star Wars for the second or
third
time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Star Wars over Christmas break, probably.
What's that?
Huh?
I'm kidding.
Oh. It's like, wow. You're really deep down in the hole, man.
He's in the shit right now. He's like Nam.
Smells like cherries.
What am I looking forward to? Just spend time with the kids. I love it because they just get so excited.
And
so
what about your lovely wife, too? That, too.
Jen, what would you like to experience?
Well, no, I meant spending time with your lovely wife. Oh, the kids.
The kids.
Oh, yeah. Of
course. Yeah, me. Thanks. I appreciate
that. What are you looking forward to? Besides Christmas night.
Ooh, hey.
Santa's not the only one that's coming, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah! Oh!
Shit!
Back on his game.
Yeah.
That's what he's getting at.
12.
Watching the kids this year.
Jen, I found Matt's gift. A Battle Cat hoodie.
A Battle Cat?
From He-Man.
Yeah, but fucking that's creepy as hell.
Just wait in the dark wearing that before she turns on the lights. And
I'm going to dress up in a raptor costume.
So is it safe to say you're looking forward to some, maybe, shall we say, stocking stuffers that...
Oh! Matt,
he's like... You're just like the girls posing in the photos.
He looks like
she's chewing gum and scratch her hair.
Who is
like,
it? Who's
why?
It? Wendy Williams that my mom loves. Oh,
Wendy Williams.
Yeah, isn't that what I said?
You said Whitney, didn't you?
No,
no Wendy.
Wendy.
Just kidding. I'm somewhere else.
Lori, are you high?
No.
No, she's been sneaking outside to put her alcohol in her QT cup. She's like, oh, I can't see anybody. Here we go.
All right, so Lori, what are you looking forward most to at Christmas this year?
Well, I get 11 days off of work, so that's kind of nice.
No.
You also get to see pale white male
buttocks. I get to
buttocks.
See, yeah. Little tiny butts over here. Or a but little tiny butt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Just everything you can do for Christmas time.
Ashley, you got to wrap. There you go. Your last one. What are you looking forward most to at Christmas?
I'm really excited for, my son's almost 4, so I'm really excited about the whole, like, Santa thing. We just introduced Elf on the Shelf. And
you haven't told him that's not legit yet?
Santa Claus is dead.
You know, when I was like 7 or 8, my grandma told me there was no Santa.
What?
She goes, you know there's no Santa, right? I'm like, yes. And then I'm like, I guess I do now. My mom was so mad about that.
I had to give my nieces and nephews a talk because we were doing like a whole family Christmas with my family and then going to my husband's family for Christmas. And I was like, look, I get it. You guys don't know that, you know, Santa's not real, but keep it good for him. They're like, oh, we won't ruin it for him. So yeah, I'm excited about that.
And the fact that you brought up Elf on the Shelf for a moment,
it sucks.
Oh, no. Fucking hell, go to fucking hell, Elf on the Shelf. I can't stand that shit.
We forgot to move it.
It's the hardest thing ever.
Because you got, that's the thing. You got to come up with original ideas. Cause you can't keep doing the same shit over and over.
See,
that's
my friend put Elf on the Shelf on a stripper pole once, and he had like Transformers around the Elf, and they all had dollars in their hands.
He probably found it on Pinterest.
But
to be honest,
that's the whole
with
thing.
You.
Like everything you get online, you're like, oh, I need to find ideas. You get online, and it's like Elf on the Shelf in the bathtub with Barbie, and I'm like, yeah, because I want to do that for my 4-year-old.
See, I think that would be hilarious.
Yeah. It would be funny.
To us.
Have you seen the one with the elf, the elf in the little Barbie car with it flipped over and there's ketchup smeared on the ground when they're all dead?
It's fucking awesome.
There's one within a bathroom stall and a candy cane poking through a glory hole.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I'm going to look that up real quick. Hold on here.
Yeah.
Actually, where are we at on time, dude?
We're about an hour
and 15 or so.
That was the last topic on the podcast.
Okay. Hour and 16.
All right.
I think we covered everything.
Few minutes, but yeah.
So, yeah. Tony, that was the last one as far as topics to discuss.
I got it. I'm pulling it up on my Facebook. Okay.
Well, we could tweet out the Elf on the Shelf pick that Jay was talking about. But,
Which one?
I don't know. He's got, like...
Yeah, I saw that one yesterday. Yeah, taking the pictures. But, yeah, he's at the glory hole with his candy cane.
Wait,
go he's sucking off a candy cane.
This first one. Yeah. Oh, man.
That's so wrong.
Tabasco and the Visine.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh.
So, but yeah, I hate it. As a parent, I hate Elf on the Shelf. I hate it, though, because it's just hard to get creative with it every night. And Lord forbid you forget to do it at night.
He's got the lotion. See, I would do a whole bunch of weird shit without you. Because you could do, my uncle did those, but you could do a whole bunch of shit now when your kid's little and he won't understand it. Then when he gets older, you're like, by the way, that's what you grew up with.
See, the problem is we forget. Yeah. And so the kids get up and they're upset because he didn't go, and we have to make up some kind of excuse like, well, I came out and slept on the couch.
Elf was hungover. Yeah.
I couldn't fall asleep last night and kept the elf awake and he didn't go. Stuff like that.
Yeah. We were talking about how you didn't get good grades. And so.
Oh my God. You're a horrible child.
Yeah. That's awesome.
All right. I think that's...
But yeah, that's it. That's all the topics.
We're done.
Toner's Angry Christmas Special has come to a conclusion.
Episode 23,
Tony's Angry Christmas Special.
I hope Christmas is good for you, Tony.
It's going to be, man. I made the mistake of looking at my phone.
Don't let her bring you down, man. Don't let her do that.
God damn it.
Yeah. Women. No offense, ladies.
None taken.
What was that? I think it was Tom Arnold in True Lies. He's like, women can't live with them,
can't kill them.
Yeah.
What?
And they take the fucking ice cube trays out of the freezer.
What kind of sick, twisted bitch takes the fucking ice cube trays?
That's a great movie.
Oh, that's what I was supposed to pull up.
That's all right. Okay. So this is okay.
That's the toner. Okay. We start doing it.
Yeah.
Do the toner.
Okay.
Okay.
That's how you know we've reached the end of our show. Since it's Christmas Eve, Merry fucking Christmas, anybody else have anything to add? Any holiday wishes?
Merry Christmas to all of our listeners. Merry Christmas, family.
Have a Rama Hama Kwanzmas. I'll cover everybody.
Happy Hanukkah to my
fellow.
Shalom.
When do you think, when would our next episode be after this fine Christmas Eve? Probably early January.
Yeah, we'll do the new year. We'll do a New Year's thing.
We'll be back in 2016.
Yeah, we'll come back. Man. I don't even know. We'll tease. The saga of Tony will come to a conclusion.
Yeah. I'm not going to.
All that. We'll just do full disclosure.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about this divorce shit much more because, one, it's lame. Two, I don't like talking about it.
We'll get it cleared out and we'll not have to worry about it anymore.
And three, Ashley's crying.
Facing the corner, though.
All right. So that's it, huh?
Are we gonna get these ladies to participate in future episodes?
Of course, yeah, definitely. And if they just want to come back,
make sure you bring a lot of juicy fruit for Jen because she's been
chawing on it all day. Yeah. They go wrap us up. Let's do Planned Parenthood out of this. Yeah.
Planned Parenthood. All right.
Yeah, yep. Get a coat hanger,
Steve. Not when the fucking girls are here, dude.
Jeez.
Look at Ashley's face. She hadn't heard it. She didn't hear it last time.
All right, let's kick this one down the steps.
I'm sure this was a real...
We like to have fun.
I'm sure this was a real gut punch to her, but...
Yeah.
Put a picture of Whitney Houston on her stomach and go Bobby Brown on her.
Oh, man.
Damn, that's what we're done.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's the line.
There's the line. It's been crossed. Oh, man. All right. Merry Christmas to all, and to all
Merry Christmas.
Fuck off or whatever. All right. Sorry, that's creepy. Thank you, everybody.
I know, it's...
This is episode 23, right?
23.
All right, thanks for listening to episode 23 of the Nerdcast Podcast. Be sure to check us out online at nerdcast.com. That's nyrdcast.com. We are also on the social media. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram, at Nerdcast. For those fuckers who can't spell, it's NYRDCAST. We are also on Facebook, so, you know, look that up, too. Thanks again for joining us. I go by the name of Toner.
Jay. Hi, I'm Jen. Thanks for listening.
Matt. Shalom.
Sound guy, Steve.
Do the ladies want to say goodbye and Merry Christmas and whatever?
Merry Christmas.
Say you're Joe. That'd be hilarious.
I'm Joe.
I'm Joe.
And then bro, shake it out.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. So thanks for having me, guys.
Of course.
Of course, yes.
Bye, guys.
What the fuck?
Lori's a fucking poet.
Right. Yeah, you should have heard her last podcast. She's like, oh, my God, why are you shaking your head at my voice? Because I'm like, every time you ask a question, it's like, oh, are you Anna? Want to talk to me?
Stop it.
It's like you're talking to your dog. You want me to say something?
Okay. All right. Hey. Okay. So until next time, do whatever it is you do. Peace.
Merry Christmas, bitches!
Well, Michael J. Fox was my doctor.
Oh, yeah.
God. No.
Kidding.
No.
Sorry.
Wrong. Thank you. And that's why we're Solomon and Estes. Call us 555.
Jesus Christ.
But
that's something I expected.
555 Jews.
She's wearing one right now.
Oh, that's it. God damn it.
Yes.
So, yeah.
I'm fucking divorced. Fuck everything.
Nice.
Wow. Well,
Santa's not the only one that's coming, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah! Oh!
Hungover. Hungover. A little hungover, needed to hear something smooth. Tryna change the fact that I'm sober. Put on some shit we can smoke to.
Find me smoking that boat, and as soon as my eyes are open, I'ma chill and kick it. I ain't in the mood for no commotion, always medicated. I got a homie that grows it, turn it into wax, put it up in the domeless. Meth, crack, heroin, that shit'll get you killed. Cannabis, sativa, indica, will get you chilled. Taking pity on a pill, pop a point in their possessions. Like a boy band, puffin' purple, head in one direction.
Way up,
keep pressing in the mattress for a week or so. Getting high, put on HBO, mixing pizza rolls. I'm a crook, yeah, I hear it all the time. If you're feeling chilly, that's because I'm taking your shine.
Went a little hard last night, now I need to find the cure. Wondering where's my pipe. I don't wanna feel sick no more. Woke up a little hungover. Needed to hear something smooth. Tryna change the fact that I'm sober. Put on some shit we can smoke to.
Hey yo, I'm finna hit my header with a little bit of Keef. I'ma get a better feeling when I finally reach another level where I notice I'm high as a motherfucker. Gonna clear out the ball and then I'm dumping in another nugget. Sipping Coronitas and cocktails while you slinging burgers, staying working your job late. Every time I get on the computer, I got mail. Couple thousand girls asking me to be their prom date. Sitting, sipping liquor, I've been working on my tolerance. Kick it on the couch, taking shots to my accomplishments. Leave them in astonishment, arriving with a model chick. Tonight I'm getting hammered, got that Super Ninja bottle grip. Went a little hard last night, now I need to find a cure. Wondering where's my pipe, I don't wanna feel sick no more. Woke up a little hungover, needed to hear something smooth, something smooth. Tryna change the fact that I'm sober, that I'm sober. Put on some shit we can smoke to, we can smoke to. I don't wanna feel sick no more, I don't wanna feel sick no more, I don't wanna feel sick no more.